Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
Hey, I'm Joe DeCamera.
And I'm John Ritchie. We're the guys behind the 94 WIP Morning Show, the place Philly sports fans turn to every morning.
Eagles, Phillies, Sixers, Flyers, if it matters in this city, we're talking about it.
We bring real opinions, smart analysis, and yeah, some chaos too.
From breaking news to big name guests, it's all here.
Whether you're tailgating or stuck in traffic, we've got your Philly sports fix.
Follow and listen to the 94 WIP Morning Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and get new episodes every weekday.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there. Appreciate everyone that came out to Birds at the Bay yesterday at Chickies at Pizza South Philly. Love the event. It's our third year doing it. All the shows there. Yesterday, we had a chance to have John Ritchie and Rhea Hughes on our show. Merrill Reese for a full hour, which is a treat. Jason Avant, who will be joining us on a weekly basis moving forward, was a big part of the show yesterday and had some great, great thoughts on the A.J. Brown situation, this team, threats in the NFC, all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, hanging out the afternoon show in our 1 o'clock hour. So thank you so much for listening yesterday, being part of the show. It was awesome. And then doing the bartending at night and getting to meet so many people. It was a really, really great day. So with the Eagles on their bye, you know, we've talked a lot about the team, where they're at. We'll get a lot into the game coming up against the Packers. Huge game Monday night. But today at 5 p.m., is the start of Major League Baseball free agency. Now, baseball isn't like football. Baseball isn't like basketball. Nothing, well, I would not say nothing, but it's very, very, very unlikely anything of any significance happens with an actual free agent. I'm not talking about a team picking up an option. I mean, an actual free agent today, right? That's not how this works. You know, you have the GM meetings, you have the winter meetings, this thing gets revved up over the next month or so. And, you know, you have some players signed probably in the next 5 weeks, some big, big names. Maybe Kyle Schwarber. I mean, we'll see where this goes. And the Phillies have major, major decisions to make because they have a bulk of their team that's about to be free agents, from Ranger Suarez to Kyle Schwarber to JT Realmuto, and then how they go replace those guys if they do end up walking away? Is it trades? Is it other free agents? You know, it's a huge offseason for the Phillies in so many ways, and I don't know how it's going to go. And they have priorities they have to take care of in terms of their own guys. And then if those guys leave, replacing them using some sort of resources. But they also have to figure out how to make the team better. Because quite simply, just bringing back everyone, I don't think makes the team better. The team will be a year older. And while you could hope and cross your fingers for the exact same production out of players as they get older, it doesn't always work like that. It very rarely does, actually. I mean, do you think Kyle Schwarber's 2026 will be as good as 2025? I would say probably not. Now, it might be close enough because that's the kind of player Schwarber is. And it might be like one of his other Phillies years where it's top tier, but maybe not top three MVP. Will JT Realmuto hold this level? Or will he continue to go down offensively? I think the odds are he probably continues to go down offensively because that's what happens to catchers as they age. He's on that curve. Will Ranger Suarez, if he comes back, be a consistent and healthy pitcher the whole season? Or is it the Ranger we've known his whole career, which has a lot of ups and downs and good moments and not great moments and in totality good, but maybe not the volume of a top-level pitcher? Your guess is as good as mine. So the Phillies could spend the next 3 weeks just bringing their guys back, but even that, does it guarantee they're a better baseball team in 2026? Now, what would help them be a better baseball team is if they add to the team, if they take what they have and make it better, if they take the group they have and add something of significance to it. And, you know, there's been a lot of stuff the last couple of weeks with Bryce Harper, with the Phillies, with Dave Dombrowski, with Scott Boras, comments back and forth. He said, she said, feelings hurt, all that kind of stuff. And you may roll your eyes and say, I mean, come on, Bryce Harper, you're hurt on what Dave Dombrowski said, or you might be on the camp of Dombrowski. What are you doing, man? Like, what was the point in all that? And, you know, it kind of started this rumor mill of Bryce Harper's future, and it got the fans involved. It really was a weird couple weeks. But sometimes in the midst of nonsense, something true could come out of it. And in the midst of nonsense, something that actually pertains to the reality of the situation could be brought to the forefront. And I thought that happened when Scott Boras gave some quotes to Todd Zielecki. So, you know, Scott Boras always has the agenda, we realize that, and he wants his clients to get paid, and he probably wants to find a way to push Pete Alonso here if Kyle Schwarber doesn't stay with the Phillies. So I understand that as the backdrop to all this. I understand there's a motive to Scott Boras, but just because Scott might have a motive doesn't mean he doesn't have a point. And one of Scott Boras' points when he was firing back at Dave Dombrowski about is Bryce Harper elite or not, is if you look at all the underlying numbers, nothing's changed. Exit velocity, all that kind of stuff. You know, hard hit rate. He still is barreling the baseball at a rate that should portend to better results. What Scott Boras said, though, that stood out to me is very few batters in baseball see less pitches in the strike zone. So when Bryce Harper gets a pitch to hit and he takes a swing, he's not much different than he's ever been, or at least has been in recent years. That player is still there. What has been different, and it's noticeable and it's backed up by data, is that Bryce Harper sees less pitches to actually do damage on. According to the numbers, Bryce Harper saw pitches in the zone only 43% of the time. Again, let's just use our brains here. You're not going to do damage on pitches outside the zone. I mean, look at Nick Castellanos. That's why Nick Castellanos, his career is going off a cliff at this point, because he hasn't learned that. Bryce Harper has always known that. And the best hitters, Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, Juan Soto, Shohei Ohtani, they know this, that the damage is done in the zone. And if you swing at pitches outside the zone, first of all, if you make contact, it's going to be poor contact. You're not barreling up a pitch 6 inches outside. So it's going to be bloops and bleeds and poor contact. And you kind of cross your fingers, you have some production on it. And you're also giving the green light to the pitcher to never throw you good pitches because you haven't earned them. So we know this. Now, for Bryce Harper, he saw pitches in the zone only 43% of the time, the fewest of 532 players. So no qualified hitter, No player in baseball saw pitches in the zone at a fewer rate. And according to Boris and his quote to Todd Zielecki, that is the stat. And here was the quote that Boris said. However, give Bryce more pitches to hit, and the metrics speak that all they want to be will be delivered. Because the metrics are clear there that he's among the top in the game. He continues to be. All the data says that. So I think we can have a fair discussion on Bryce Harper's age, his body, if he's capable of posting for 140 at the level he does. That's we got to talk about that as time goes on. And I think we might be trending down from that as the years go. But Scott Boras is not being inaccurate. He's right. The numbers are what he says they are. So the Phillies probably owe Bryce Harper and owe themselves a legitimate cleanup hitter this offseason. And that really is where my mind's going to go as free agency begins. Can they get someone to put behind Bryce Harper in the order? Because when you go back to that playoff series, we could point out that Trey Turner wasn't good enough. Totally. We could point out Bryce Harper wasn't good enough. Wasn't close to good enough. We could point out Kyle Schwarber only had one game where he did damage. And that was a big game, what a multi-home run game, but it was only one game. We could point out all those things. We also, though, could point out that the 4-5 hitters in the lineup, the 4-5 hitters in a lineup trying to take down the Los Angeles Dodgers were Alec Bohm and Brandon Marsh. Say it again. Alec Bohm and Brandon Marsh. Now, I didn't love that from the jump, and I wanted to put Bader in the cleanup spot from the time he got hot as a Philly. The Phillies have had this fascination and this idea that Alec Bohm is more than he is for years. He ain't. He is fine. He is fine. I've seen 100 Alec Bohms play third base in the major leagues. 100 of them over the years. They're fine. They're 7 hitters. They're 6 hitters. They're not cleanup hitters. There is a difference between that spot and what we're talking about right now. And it's here. And teams, and I'm using Bohm and Marsh as the example because they ended the year in that 4-5 spot. But throughout the course of the year, there was Alec Bohm. There was Nick Castellanos. The Phillies have had a problem for a long time. There was a little JT Realmuto, but he's at this point in his career, obviously he can't handle that anymore. He's not that guy anymore. He was that guy 3-4 years ago, one of the better offensive catchers of baseball, but he's not that guy anymore. We know that. They know that. I think he knows that. So the Phillies have been struggling to find the cleanup hitter. And the way that they maximize Kyle Schwarber is to hit him closer to the top of the order, and that's smart. But they need something behind Bryce Harper that scares the opponent. And they have nothing behind Bryce Harper that scares the opponent. So as I go into this offseason, I'm thinking about Alex Bregman. I'm thinking about Pete Alonso. I'm thinking about Josh Naylor. I'm thinking about guys that could scare the opponent. Cody Bellinger, Kyle Tucker. And again, you could restructure the order if you want. It doesn't have to be that guy number 4. But if you have one of those kind of players, you could drop Schwarber to 4 because you have production more towards the top. So I'm not married to this. The names I'm giving out have to be the 4 hitter. I'm married to improving the number 4 spot in the order. Because it's Mickey Mouse, what the Phillies have tried the last couple of years. It's all Mickey Mouse. Look at Alec Bohm's playoff numbers. They want to go after him. And this year, they found a guy they wanted to go after more, the guy right behind him in Brandon Marsh. I mean, this really does stem back to the Castellanos contract. I mean, he was signed to be the cleanup hitter, to be the run producer, you know, as the Schwarbers and the Harpers get on base. Turner wasn't here yet. And Castellanos killed them. I mean, he really did. He had enough moments here over the past couple of years that everyone kind of just like smiled and nodded at the goofy Nick Castellanos. He killed them in terms of expectation at the moment the contract was signed versus the production and the role they needed him to play. He killed them. But you can't just sit on your hands and say, well, we tried with Nick Castellanos and he stinks now, so we're just going to go with Alec Bohm and Brandon Marsh and cross our fingers. Again, I wanted Bader there. They didn't want to do it. And then he got hurt anyway, which threw the whole thing off. But Scott Boras is right. Bryce Harper needs more help. Scott Boras is right. Bryce Harper needs more protection in the lineup. And that should be where the Phillies' head is at this offseason. Not just keeping their guys or thinking about keeping their guys, but how do we protect Bryce Harper? I mean, because let's just use the two bats that are free agents, Schwarber and Realmuto. Neither of them factor in this equation. If Kyle Schwarber goes back, he's going to hit 2. It's going to be Turner, Schwarber, Harper, right? So he's not going to protect Bryce Harper at all. And if JT comes back, well, he's certainly not at the stage of his career, as we just talked about, that he could you know, with a straight face, be the cleanup hitter and protection for Bryce Harper. Look at the Dodgers. Look at how they structure the lineup. They have a Will Smith.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They have a Teoscar Hernandez. Think about those two guys. The Phillies have nobody like that. Nobody. They don't. I mean, Will Smith had a 900 OPS this year, the home run to win the World Series. Where's that guy? You know, and again, he's not a superstar, but Will Smith's a hell of a baseball player, and you could put him in the middle of your order and feel comfortable at night. Same thing about Teoscar Hernandez. They feel comfortable. They started with Ohtani, and they go Betts, and they go Freeman when they're all right, but then they have somebody in that fourth spot that you can't breathe. You can't just pitch around guys, try to hope Freddie Freeman gets himself out. No, Freddie gets pitches to hit because no one wants to face Teoscar Hernandez or Will Smith with runners on base. That's a death sentence. That's a way to give up big innings. And you know, I don't love sitting here agreeing with Scott Boras, but I got to call it for what it is. He's right on this. The guy doesn't have enough help. He doesn't have enough protection. And why, if I'm in a big spot, why would I ever throw Bryce Harper a pitch? And the opposite, like I said, is the Dodgers. You know, I thought Topper erred by walking Ohtani to load the bases for Mookie Betts. And I know Mookie struggled a lot of this year, struggled in the postseason. It's Mookie Betts. When a Hall of Famer is on deck, you don't challenge the Hall of Famer. The Phillies roll out Alec Bohm and Brandon Marsh. These are far cries from Mookie Betts, far cries from Hall of Famers. So that needs to be a point of emphasis this offseason. Scott Boras is right. When everyone can kind of get out of their feelings on this, and take a deep breath, and the Phillies and Bryce get back together at the table and shake hands and say, let's go try to win a World Series. I think they should see common ground on this. Hey, we need some more lineup protection here. And the funny part is that Alec Bohm's a Boras client, but he didn't say his name. He didn't have to. I heard it. I felt it. Alec Bohm is not a cleanup hitter. Let's drop the act. Let's drop the act. That's not who he is. He hasn't been his entire career in terms of anyone fearing his bat in a big moment. So it's been a wild last couple of weeks. Free agency starts today. We'll keep an eye on it on the midday show. Talk a lot about the Phils today, along with the Eagles, as we get set for week 10 in the National Football League with a Thursday night game tonight. I do like the Broncos with that defense on a short week at home to really put a hurting on the Las Vegas Raiders. So we shall see how that one goes tonight in a division game. But I appreciate you guys listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed, of course, is 94WIP. Check it out there. My newsletter goes out every morning. joe.gilio.sports@beehiv.com. So check it out there, and we will talk soon, as always, on WIP Daily. Thanks for listening. Please share the show, 5-star rating, all that kind of stuff. It helps the show grow. Thanks so much for listening, WIP Daily.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.